is HDN.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake.
Well, look at that. We made it to the end of the work week. It's Friday here in the Beaver Bank Bunker with Jamie and Lisa.
And if you're planning on hitting the beach, I'll tell you, the beaches are dropping like flies out there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got a whole whack of them that have been closed. We've got Penhorn, Springfield, and the Dingle Beach all closed now because of high bacteria counts. We got one in Dartmouth, one in Sackville, and one in Halifax. So we're spreading that bacteria around.
Good. Well done, bacteria. See, bacteria does not discriminate.
No, that's right. Rich or poor, it doesn't care.
That's right. If you learned anything today, bacteria does not discriminate.
Hey, quick update on what transpired at the dog park meeting Wednesday night at the forum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 100 people showed up to give their opinion on the proposed new dog park just underneath the McKay Bridge. Mm-hmm. Now, that location is the one the city is suggesting,
which is still part of Africville, and the one that I suggested that we just get the hell out of there.
You know what? And that was the prevailing thought amongst people who were at the meeting. They unanimously turned down that suggestion for underneath the bridge, not the least of which the fact that it is still part of Africville. But part of the problem, too, is that it's pretty hilly. And they made note that there are a number of disabled people that make use of that dog park, the existing dog park.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be next to impossible for them to enjoy the new area. They say it's too dark. And the other problem is that it is still on Africville land. And the vast majority of people there were very respectful of the history of Africville and what it represents and have said, you know what, let's just get the dog park out of there altogether.
Exactly. Well, very respectful of the history and also just tired of being the bad guys. You know, a dog park, a place where people and families can go and bring their dogs, is supposed to be a nice, pleasant thing. And when there's a group of people there that hate the fact that you are there using that land, it makes it very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So can't we all just get along? Let's find a place where it doesn't piss anybody off, and we'll all be happy.
And that's pretty much what they did. They came up, they worked in groups, and came up with a number of different ideas for where a dog park could go. The mainland common was suggested, the actual commons, like a fenced-off area right there in the middle of the commons was suggested as well. Don't know if that one is going to fly, but all of those suggestions have now been taken back to City Hall. And last I heard, City Hall will report back in the fall with the new list of suggestions to be taken to the public for consideration.
You know, one of the things I liked about the Africville Park was the fact that it had a nice big hill and it had trees. If you cordoned off an area of the Halifax Common, I mean, it would just be a big field.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not fun.
That's true.
I mean, in the wintertime, they say you can have that baseball field. And you walk in there and the dogs kind of look around going, I'm supposed to pee, right? Is that what we're in here to crap? And then are we going home? I mean, it's not fun. Hopefully we can get a place that's a little better than just a flat piece of land that's fenced off.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is something out there. We just have to find it. This is Parade Weekend, the 27th Annual Halifax Pride Parade. Saturday, starting at 1:30, they're expecting about 100,000 spectators to line the streets of the parade route. And, of course, thousands more marching in the parade itself. Now, it's going to begin at Upper Water Street. Now, they marshal, same place where the Parade of Light marshals down by the dockyard there.
Right.
They move south down Barrington Street to Spring Garden, then west along South Park Street, then to Sackville Street, and then the whole parade ends at the Garrison Grounds. But the party doesn't stop because that's where the festival stage is, the Garrison Grounds, where the community fair and the kids' activities are all going to be held. So they invite people to come and hang out with them after that.
Mm-hmm.
The theme this year is Once Upon a Pride, and activist Scott Jones is going to be the parade grand marshal. Now, if you remember Scott Jones, what his story is, He's the young gentleman from the New Glasgow, Pictou County area who was stabbed coming out of a bar last year and has been left paralyzed. And there's heavy suspicion that it was a hate crime and that the only reason that Scott was targeted and knifed was because he is gay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite the incredible story of perseverance because he has come back and has become a real force in the community. And so it's going to be great to see him at the parade on Saturday. Now, here's something neat that is going on Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm.
At Pizza Town in Sackville.
Oh, God, here we go again.
No. This is a great idea.
We have poutine pizza. Yes, we know you like it.
This has got nothing to do with pizza, unless you want it to.
Well, then you're on the take. They're paying you, aren't they?
No, not at all.
Pizza Town in Lower Sackville.
But this is really cool. And
okay,
I think
go for it.
I think others should do this, too.
All right.
It's called the Sackville Pizza Tweet Up, and it's Saturday from 7 until 8 p.m., and they are inviting all Sackville area tweeters to come on down and meet some of the faces behind the tweets. So Nova Scotia Rasta is one of them that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Sack Vegas is going to be there, because a lot of people would love to meet him in person.
Lisa Blackburn, maybe. You're a tweeter.
Newsbag, perhaps.
Newsbag, yes.
Perhaps Newsbag will pop down between 7 and 8 on Saturday. I just think that's a really cool idea.
Put the poutine pizza in for her. Yeah, you're going to go there just to meet people, aren't you? And just pick up a pizza while you're there.
Yeah, that's right. They have Wi-Fi.
Actually, you know what? That is a good idea.
It is.
Who's ever in charge with promotions over there at Pizza Town.
Well, I'll tell you, when I called to place the order last weekend, I asked the woman on the phone, I said, are you the lovely lady who's responsible for all the wonderful social media that you guys do? And she said, no, that'll be Sheldon. So I've never met Sheldon. I'm assuming he's going to be there on Saturday, but Sheldon is doing a hell of a job.
Poutine pizza for everyone. You've hooked Lisa. Lisa loves you, Sheldon. I'm starting to get jealous.
And you might not know it, but today is Christmas. It is Christmas in July. This is something that the folks over at Souls Harbor Rescue Mission are putting on. If you've never heard of these guys, they are absolutely incredible.
Right.
They do a lot of work for the homeless, and they help a lot with sort of the seafarers that end up in Halifax that have fallen on hard times as well. And they partner up with the Cornwallis Street Baptist Church to have a big barbecue in July. They have the indoor picnic. They have the decorations, the Christmas music, and even stockings to take home, believe it or not. So it's open to guests of Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. And it goes today from 1 until 4 p.m. at 5568 Kennard Street. And, well, you know what? Why not? It's Christmas in July, and they do a lot of great work, and I'm sure they would also love any donations that you can give.
And speaking of homeless, a little update on Jason McComb. You may remember him. He dropped by the Beaver Bank bunker, and he was going across Canada, and then he was going to cycle back.
Correct.
Just to raise awareness for homelessness or of homelessness. Last I checked, he was in Tillsonburg, but now I'm seeing tweets coming from London. Now, I believe that's where he's from.
Wow.
So he's in London, Ontario now, or Tillsonburg. Which is closer?
I don't know.
Tillsonburg. My back still hurts when I hear that word. That's a little stomp tom there.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the tobacco picking.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't really know a lot about that part of the country.
But that's the part of the country he is in.
Mm.
Fact is, if you didn't hear that podcast, you should go back and listen to that particular one. Just an outstanding gentleman who's doing this not to raise money, but just to raise awareness. You know, he'll take donations, but just like any homeless person, we'll take donations, and he's sleeping where he can.
He's doing this completely without any support vehicles following him, this is totally on his own.
He's being homeless as he travels across the country.
Yep.
You can follow Jason and see what he's doing on Twitter at Homelessness McJason.
Okay.
That's capital H, Homelessness, and then MC, Jason. Homelessness McJason. And just see how he's doing as he goes across Canada, and tweet out to him too.
Tweet him some encouragement.
He loves hearing from people, and that's the only tie that he has with the rest of the country as he does this thing. It's just him and his phone, and we're really glad that Constable Donnie Jenkins just ran into him at a donut shop, brought him here one night, and we had a chat with him. And boy, there's your homework for the weekend. Go listen to that episode if you haven't heard it already.
It's pretty uplifting. And from the Truth is Stranger Than Fiction department here today, it looks like the pine tree that was planted in Griffith Park in Los Angeles in 2004 in memory of George Harrison has to be replanted because the original tree has died as the result of a beetle infestation.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, I'm sure George...
A beetle invasion.
Yeah, I'm sure George would have been quite amused at that. He once said his biggest break in life was getting into the Beatles. His second biggest was getting out.
Yeah,
but the tree went in near the observatory, has a small plaque at the base to commemorate George, who died in 2001. And because he did spend his final days in Los Angeles, he was an avid gardener for much of his adult life as well. So that's why they put the tree there in his honor. But boy, I'll tell you, it grew to more than 10 feet tall as of last year, but then the tree beetle onslaught was too much for it to bear, and they had to
stop the beetles.
They had to chop it down. So there's no timeline on when the new sapling will go in to replace it.
You know, while we're talking about that, I'm going to get really philosophical here, because I think I've just changed my mind just in the last few weeks as to what I want done with this old body once I go.
Okay.
should we stop taping right now and I should just tell you? I always said, just cremate me. Mm-hmm. But that is such a waste. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of energy. You get your energy from the sun and from the things you eat. And the things you ate got their energy from the sun originally. So you are just a big bundle of potential energy right there. That's
right.
Your body. And when you die, all of that energy is still there. So if you burn the body, all of that energy is being released as heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning. That's it. And that's gone. And all of the energy is gone. So what do? A lot of people were buried in these coffins that didn't biodegrade. So their body was just kind of wasted. The energy is wasted there
right.
as well. So I don't know. I was thinking, you know what the Tibetans do? I saw a neat video on YouTube.
Mm.
They put the body up on a cliff there, and they let the vultures just strip the body.
Oh, yeah.
And the vultures all fly. I mean, they use parts of the body as energy to keep life going. But when you said the beetle tree, I think I want to be buried, but not in a graveyard. I want to be buried, and I want a tree planted right on me so that the tree will sap up all of my energy, and I will become the tree.
Worry not. Fear not. I saw this on the internet a few weeks ago. There's actually an urn that you can get now that they put the ashes, and it's also contained.
Not the ashes, because then that means you're dead.
Well, I think legally they have to do something with the body. They either have to burn it, bury it, or whatever.
Yeah, you bury it.
But then they take the ashes, and it's put in this biodegradable urn that also has a sapling. So a tree grows from your remains.
I think that's a terrific idea, but I think they're way off the mark. If you're talking about energy, if you really want your life force and your life energy, all of the sun that you absorb during your lifetime to transfer into the life of another living creature, like a tree, you can't just burn yourself up into ashes, because then you've ruined all of that stuff, and then the tree is just going to grow up and be nothing.
Tell you what, I'll put you in the oven, 500
broil,
and I'll make sweet potato fries.
No, don't cook me. I'm telling you, just bury me in the backyard and plant a tree on my stomach. Seriously. I want that. I want that. And I want people, this is my living will.
Okay.
When I die, I want you to bury me and plant a tree right on top of me so I become the tree. And then I want you to water me and maybe put a swing set on me.
Any other requests?
Well, don't cut me down and make an outhouse out of me or something.
Tell you what, I'll bring the dogs around every week to visit the tree and leave a special gift, okay?
Great, thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back on Monday.
Until then.